Chapter 4. The Whisper. Bond spent the morning on Fifth Avenue and on Broadway, looking in shop windows and watching the passing crowds. He had lunch at a restaurant on Lexington Avenue, then took a taxi to the police headquarters in the centre of New York. He had arranged to meet Leiter and Dexter there at 2:30. A Lieutenant Binswanger of Homicide showed them Mr. Biggs' police record and the reports about the Secateur yacht. The boat had often sailed into St. Petersburg over the last 6 months. It always stopped at the jetty of the Ouroboros worm and bait shippers, a company whose main business was to sell live bait to fishing clubs in Florida and the Gulf of Mexico. It also sold seashells, coral, and aquarium fish. According to the manager of Ouroboros, the Secateur did big business with his company and brought in shells and tropical fish from Jamaica. These were bought and then stored in the Ouroboros warehouse. Later, the shells and fish were sold to shops up and down the coast. As they were leaving his office, Lieutenant Binswanger said, "More gold has been coming in recently. About 100 coins a week in Harlem and New York alone. Do you want us to do anything about it?" "The boss says not yet," Dexter told him. When Bond, Dexter, and Leiter were out on the pavement, Dexter said, "I had some instructions from Washington this morning. I've got to look after the Harlem side of the case, and you two have been asked to go down to St. Petersburg tomorrow. Leiter's got to find out what he can there, then move on to Jamaica with you, Mr. Bond. Is there anything else I can do for you? If you don't mind, Leiter and I would like to go to Harlem this evening and have a look round," said Bond. Dexter thought for a moment. "Okay," he said, "but don't get hurt. There's no one to help you up there. And don't make trouble for us with Mr. Big. Until we're ready to get him, we say, live and let live." Bond smiled. "In my job, when I meet a man like Mr. Big, I have another saying. It's live and let die." "Maybe," said Dexter. "But you take my orders while you're here, Mr. Bond." He waved his hand to stop a passing taxi. The yellow car stopped. Dexter got in, and then Bond and Leiter watched the car drive away. "Well, what about going to Harlem tonight, Felix?" asked Bond. "Sure," said Leiter. "I'll meet you in the King Cole Bar of the St. Regis at 6:30. Up in Harlem, at the big telephone switchboard, the Whisper was half asleep. All his telephone lines were quiet. Suddenly, a light shone on the board, an important light.
"Yes, boss," he said softly into his headset. "Tell all spies to watch for three men," said a slow, deep voice. A description of Leiter, Bond, and Dexter followed. "They may be coming in this evening or tomorrow. Tell them to watch carefully on 1st to 8th and the other avenues. The nightclubs, too. Call me when you know where they are."
"Yes, boss," said the Whisper, breathing fast. Soon after, he was whispering quickly and softly late into the evening.
At 6 o'clock, Bond had a cold shower and dressed carefully. He wore a white shirt and put his leather shoulder holster on top of it. Next, he put his Beretta into the holster. He looked at the casual shoes the FBI had given him. Then, he reached under the bed and pulled out a pair of his own shoes and put them on. Under the leather, the toe caps were made of steel. At 6:25, he went down to the King Cole Bar. A few minutes later, Felix Leiter came in and sat down. His head of yellow hair was now coloured black, and he wore a bright blue suit with a white shirt and a black and white spotted tie.
"Mr. Big's people may have my description," Leiter said.
and gave Bond a big smile. We'll catch a bus on Fifth Avenue. You won't find many cabs that want to go to Harlem after it's dark.